Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know.
Yeah, but
when I really think about it.
I think it'd be good for them. Plus, he's a lot better. He's a lot better than in the middle for them right now than Tyson Chandler. I mean, they both play great defense, but they both do the same thing. But DeAndre is more athletic. He runs the floor better. And when you see Tyson Chandler, basically he gets all his points off of offensive rebounds and them running alley-oops for him as well. So I think it'll work out better for them.
Oh, you know what? I'm a reserve mine on that one because I'm not sure yet. From afar, it looks really good. But then when I really kind of think of it, wait a minute, you're not going to have Chris Paul anymore. And, you know, you got another super high-flying athlete and Blake Griffin, who kind of makes it easier for you to be another high-flying asset. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. I think I better slow down before I give him, you know what I mean? Before I give him too much product, I think I better kind of slow it down here. But like we said, Monte Ellis is gone. He decides to go to Indiana. Now he'll be paired over there with Greg Hill. I don't know. You still have Hibbert. I don't know. The invisible big man, right? Basically, Casper the Ghost 2015, this guy. only 7'1" guy that can score no points and have two rebounds, man. was it one rebound? It was some crazy, something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he's awful, terrible. And he can be good because we've seen games where it's like, man, why can't we get this guy, you know, 24, you know, or why can't we get this guy the majority or 85% of the time and get the Casper the Ghost the rest of the time? But, you know, we see this, see the obvious. We see times 15% of the time when Hibbert looks like, man, this guy could be the best big man in the game, right? He has everyone every once in a while has those games, right, where he'll score 20-something points, have 20-something rebounds, and it's like, man, this dude could barely be good, and he has a nice touch. But then other games, it's like, man, I don't know, I'd be better off with a guy playing wheelchair basketball. Having him come out here doing his thing. So that's primarily what I observed. But, you know, Monte Ellis gone. Of course, as, you know, he stirred up last time, also Paul Pierce made his way to the Clippers, back with Doc Rivers, which you talked about last time, speaking of the Clippers, because they lost DeAndre. You know, you made me kind of realize something. They might not fall off as much because, look, they got Stevenson there, right? Stevenson, with the right kind of guidance, with a strong coach, and then now you got Paul Pierce, too. That's a good presence, especially if Pierce doesn't start. If Pierce comes off the bench, Pierce, listen, all you got to do, let him play minimum minutes when he gets to the playoffs. Give him the rock. Let him do what he does. That guy, if you don't want to realize, that guy's a Hall of Famer, man. He is. It's undeniable to me. Undeniable. Yeah. I believe he is a Hall of Famer. He will be a Hall of Famer. One of the most clutch players that you'll see in the game. He's clutch. He's dependable. And then now you have Griffin still, right? You still got what's my white guy, my sharpshooter from Duke? What's his name again?
Oh, J.J. Redick.
Hey, I'm losing my mind. You still got Redick. Mm-hmm. You still got Austin Rivers, who kind of showed up. And I don't know, he's going to be somewhat of a mystery, right? You think his father's going to keep him? Or you think he's going to let him go?
No, they're going to keep
him. It's a tough one, right?
I think they're going to keep him.
Just develop him, right?
Yeah.
Keep him and let him kind of let him develop. Which is great. So, you know, you got him and you got Chris Paul still.
Yeah.
So
Crawford
who
is still there.
The body? Who? Oh, yeah, Jamal Crawford coming off. Yeah, that's right. Imagine you have him and you have Paul Pierce coming off the bench along with Dwight Stevenson. Bro, that's a pretty solid. All they need is like an average big man. And I think they're really not going to lose much when I really think about it. But listen, you know, DeAndre Jordan can score 15 points, 17 points, right? But then if I
guess
can't
what?
Have you on the court in the fourth quarter, what's the point?
Guess what?
Right, he's a liability. What's that?
Don't don't be surprised if Doc goes after Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah, because he's just sitting out there, right? And he's a good defensive presence, which is exactly what DeAndre was. DeAndre was a good putback. He's like I say, he's a low calorie Dwight Howard. You know what I mean? So you don't need Perkins to have points. He could just play great defense. But you do need a big man to kind of maybe put up 10 points.
Yeah.
You do need that. So we'll see how that kind of – whatever free agency we got going here. Get the ball rolling. Get all greased up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Let me go over to Phoenix. As you know, Tyson Chandler, which is – a big surprise to me, he decides to sign with the Phoenix Suns. And when I saw the news, I had my hands on my head. I'm like, I had my hands on my head since all this free agency mess started. But this one, he was like, what is going on? Why did you do this one? But then I started thinking about it. They also signed back on Brevin Knight. So they're keeping him as well. They traded one of the Morris twins and somebody else. I forgot who the other guy was, but the decent four they have. Forgot his name. But they traded three players for a draft pick for next year. So it looks like that they're also trying to put themselves in position to try to get LaMarcus Aldridge as well.
You know what? I don't see. Well, not to say it's not a possibility. But if Aldridge has any sense at all, let me tell you something. If he wants to win a championship and make somewhat of a decent salary, he goes to San Antonio. That's hands down where he goes. I mean, you could say Houston, right? Because, hey, they went to the conference, finals, and they played Golden State rather tough in those first four or five games, right? It could have easily been, a seven-game series in their favor. They really gave up a lot of situations. But let's be real about it, Lou. He might not go there. He might want to go to San Antonio, and nobody wants to play. Like, I don't want to play those guys. I hate watching who they have to play against. It's that bad. You know what I mean? It's terrible. But it's because, they're just the team, man. It's like they're like the Patriots of the NBA. No, ever since the Bulls fell off, you'd have to say that's the most stable, strongest team outside of the Lakers, right? Them and the Lakers exchanged five, or they had five, and San Antonio had five. And, of course, the only other organization was Boston with one, but then they had repeats, and then you have the Heat going on with LeBron James. And, in the Western Conference, nobody's going to be more dominating than them if they get Aldridge, because he wants to play power forward. He really doesn't want to play center. Am I right, Lou?
Yeah,
he's
better off.
I'm pretty sure.
He's better off as a power forward anyway.
Yeah. I figured it, man. That's really, that plays more towards his strength. He takes a lot of outside shots. He's almost like a more physical version of Kevin Love. And speaking of Kevin Love, as you kind of updated me with, he signed with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Did he get the dollar amount on that?
He got $100 million.
$100 million over 5 years, probably. Which means he got another max deal.
Yeah.
They're giving his deals out like, man.
Yeah. So he's back with Cleveland. Thompson is signing back with Cleveland. The only if with Cleveland right now is J.R. Smith.
Oh, well, then they're in good shape then. if that's the only thing, they're in really good shape.
Yeah.
So it's not,
He's not going to get any max dollars, no way.
Not without no question. I would do him like Rondo, maybe $9 to $10 million, if that.
Yeah.
I mean, he really choked in the finals. Let's just call it what it is. He showed up pretty good against Washington. But when he faced off against, Golden State, he choked. And remember, I called it, right? And look at the reason I called it. I called it basically because he was in practice. But see how it always plays out, Lou? Don't I tell you? All you need is just a little bit of an edge or a little bit of a drawback to make somewhat of a, you know what I mean, a call on this situation. Look at this, Lou. He was in, you remember now, because remember you was like, you was giving me grief about it. Because I seen him in shoot around wearing a hoodie with the hoodie stretched over his eyes as if he could barely see when he's shooting. It let me feel like, man, you know what? I don't think he's taking these finals series. And I think it has something to do with that. He's going behind the scenes. You know, he's riding that little mall cop contraption. It's like, man, come on, man. What is this guy doing? And it's like, see, you could always kind of have an idea of what somebody's going to do when they, you know, when they kind of act and do certain things. And I just kind of felt that he was never going to be a major part of the game. He just did not bring his game to the final. And it was proof. You seen it. You could not rely on him. Chumper did well. Dellavedova even looked pretty good. And it's like, man. Yeah. I imagine they're gonna sign Dellavedova. You know, they're gonna probably sign him too. I don't know how much money. So why break it up, right?
I think he's still in the contract with him. So
for at least one more year, right? So
yeah,
you figure that, man. Cleveland's got to be your favorite in the East. Who really is gonna stop that? I don't see it, Lou. I really don't see it, bro.
The Celtics
I really don't see it.
Just by making the deal.
I don't think they got so many good future situations going.
They have the power to take anything from anybody.
Yeah, they got a lot of draft picks. I don't even think they utilize. But then you remember they made the playoffs last year. That's a pretty good Sullinger and the rest of those guys, and Brad Stevens with the job he's doing. I got to give him props. They look pretty good. And, I mean, you bring in more new talent. Of course, you know, they got some draft picks, and they figured out some stuff.
They did.
You got to give them.
They signed.
You know what I mean?
They signed, they signed Jay Crowder to a deal, and they picked up Amir Johnson from Toronto. And that is a great move for them to make.
And they drafted Rozier out of Louisville. That's some pretty good, solid picks there. You know, they got basically a really bright future. You know, give them a couple of years with Stevens, and that team's going to be a problem. I think they're going to develop, you know, rather well over the next few seasons. But I don't know, man. Somebody said, you know, Cleveland, obviously, hands down, is going to be locked down. And then, you know, it's funny to hear, well, LeBron re-signed with Cleveland. Of course. Where else is he going? Trust me, they're gonna break the bank for him. They'd be fools not to, and I think they learned their lesson the first time around. He leaves. Wait a minute, he first starts there. You guys get to the finals with him, was bit greatly overmatched by San Antonio. It wasn't even close. It really shouldn't even have beat Detroit, right? Okay, but you know they got there. After that, they had that really 66 win season, and then it lost to the Magic. So they was big time contenders. With a worse cast, right? Then he leaves. He goes to the finals 4 straight years and wins 2 of them. Okay? Lost his first one, lost his last final, right? And won the 2 in the middle. So we look at that, and it's like, okay, now you're telling me he comes back, and the first season he comes back, y'all make the finals? And y'all still somewhat learn each other, and everybody was injured, Kyrie Irving and all the rest? Bro, they're the favorites in the East. Nobody's going to, you know, I don't see anybody challenging them at all. Pierce is gone from the Bullets. The Bullets to me are dead meat. They're just dead weight. They're just sitting there. Okay? Atlanta is the only other team I would say has an opportunity. But listen, you don't have enough firepower. If everybody stays healthy.
I don't know about Atlanta. Well, Atlanta, they picked up Tiago Splitter. And they lost their leading scorer from last season, Damari Carroll, he went to sign with Toronto.
Yeah, Carroll doesn't want to win games. Some of these guys, they just want money. And it's like, man, you can't win in Toronto. They're never going to win. They'll be a fourth, fifth seed every season, and then they're done. First round exit every time. You know, Atlanta. You get to the conference finals. And as good as Thiago Splitter is on defense, and he's solid, and he's played in that San Antonio system, you know, listen, you just got to have more talent. You can't face off. I mean, listen, half of those people was injured in the Cleveland series against Atlanta, and they got swept. And it's like, okay, we know Cephalosius and his situation and some of the others, but I don't see it, Lou. I say even with a good, full, strong roster, they might win maybe one or two games this time around against Cleveland. Well, Cleveland, to me, hands down, nobody's beating them. I think we can go ahead and punch their ticket. I'd be very surprised, and I mean very surprised, if I don't see them in the same position that they was this year, even better. I think they'll be a whole lot better next year. Now, in the Western Conference, now we've got a whole bunch of jump balls, right? We know Portland's finished. They're done. Aldridge is leaving. Yeah. But you did sign Damian Lillard, right?
Yeah.
They did re-sign him. But, you know, I'm so outside and of that.
They're more finished now with the latest news that just popped up. Robin Lopez is gone, too.
Let's see. You can forget about that, man. No, that's another tall, strong. You know what? Clippers are going to get him. That's who they're going to get.
No.
They're going to get Lopez.
Nope. I already know who got him.
Who got Lopez? The Lakers?
New York. The Knicks got him.
The Knicks? Oh, man.
The Knicks got him, and they got Aaron Afala.
They got who?
Aaron Afala.
One more time. You get my point. You get my drift. I need not tease anymore. But I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. I'm not hating. I'm just being real. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I like their pick. I like that guy from the European League. I like him. I think he's a pretty solid prospect. And, you know, we're going to see. All to be interesting to watch. But definitely, you know, I expect good things, right? Expect some good things coming out of the Knicks. A whole lot better than what they did last year. Bellinelli.
I was just going to say they could not possibly do any worse than last year.
Yeah, I mean, can't. I mean, they were the worst. They was the second worst team in the whole NFL. I mean, NBA, I'm sorry, last season. Yeah, you got to forgive me for that one, Lou. I tore some words there. But, you know, between that, and then you look at what's going on with Bellinelli, he leaves. San Antonio's losing a lot of, like, a bench, ain't they? Right, so I didn't even know Splitter left until you told me. Bellinelli's gone.
Splitter starts. Remember, Tim Duncan plays power forward, so Splitter started at center. So that's pretty much all they lost was Splitter and Bellinelli. They still got Green. They signed Green back, and they still got what's his name?
Kawhi Leonard, right?
Yeah, they signed Kawhi Leonard to like $90 million, and the shooter I can't remember his name.
So it's not Green.
The other shooter they got. No, not Green. It's the other guy. Was it Harry? Harry something like Patty Mills. Yeah, they still got him. So they still got everything that they always had. They just lost Splitter and Bellinelli.
But then you had the opportunity to get Aldridge.
Yep.
Hey, listen, they get him, then it's going to be Spurs-Cavs series. I'm saying it right now. I'm just saying it, bro. But then again, I got to look at it too. Like Golden State won the championship, have basically the same team, and they're back again together. That means something too, right? We got to give them credit for what they did last year. They won 67 games. I think it came as a shock. I think they're going to win 60-plus games again. So I got to give them due and give a chance to make it back. But I'm telling you, you put Aldridge on San Antonio, man, that's going to be tough. You know the reality is going to have to be there, bro? Is that they're going to have to let that guy – they're going to have to let – San Antonio gonna have to come with a better way. Because see, I know eventually, just like we said, when you don't play all your players, something bad is gonna happen.
Yep.
Right? You can't listen, you can get away with that for so long. But if you don't play your guys, it's gonna eventually catch up, and that's what happened to them last year. They got too comfortable. You know, they lost their seeding and they went in there and didn't have enough juice to close out the Clippers. So it was very disappointing. And Ginobili, I know he should be about finished right about now, right?
You're hoping, but he's not finished. He's back. All three of the Hall of Famers are back.
You know, let me tell you something. He may be the, you know, I tell you what, man. That Popovich is a real loyal guy, isn't he? He is one of the most loyal people. He's got to really, I tell you what, boy, that Ginobili, man, that guy there, he's not a turnover machine, boy. That guy is a ridiculous
but
turnover
that's
machine.
That's his
guy, man.
That's
yeah,
his
it
guy.
Is, boy. He's sticking to him, ain't he? He should have left San Antonio about 2 seasons ago. Or right after that championship, he should have been done. But they hanging on to it. Of course, another news, you know, Dwayne Wade signed a 1-year $20 million. I don't know why he did that there. I would have took less money and went up there with LeBron, right? That's what I would have did.
I don't get what the fuss and all the holdup was for. All of that delay for just a 1-year deal? You kidding me?
I know. I don't. You know, it was about the money, man. It was about the money. Mm-hmm. It had nothing to do with anything else but the money. You can't 1 year. You just want a one and a max deal just to say you're still a max deal player, and it's like, come on, Wade. I mean, you're Hall of Famer, though. You got 3 championships. You could have just easily either went to Cleveland, or you could even possibly went to L.A. I wouldn't want to go
Chicago.
There. Or maybe, yeah, that would be great. That would be awesome. That would actually be very awesome. You know what? I'd bring him in, and I would sit Love. No, not Love. I'm sorry. I would sit Rose on the bench. No, I wouldn't. I couldn't sit him on the bench, but I would find a way for him to start. Butler, you can't sit Butler on the bench either, right? Not after the season he had last year. He's up and coming. You know, they just need, I'm saying the Bulls need another kind of like big man. Like Joakim Noah is great defensively. He sucks offensively. Like he doesn't take enough shots.
Do you really want him to shoot with that horrible jump shot he has?
It is very ugly and hideous. I'm not going to lie to you. It's the worst-looking thing. It almost is as bad as the Cartwright days, right? But he has to take a little bit more. Like, he can't, you know, come up and have no points and 15 rebounds. I really kind of – he got to at least contribute at least 7 to 10 points. He has to give you that, right? That's only fair.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, Corey Brewer that re-signed by the Rockets, that was a good move. He was the only one that showed up for Houston, really.
Yep.
I mean, outside Harden, Brewer showed up. He looked
Beverly
good.
Just,
he looked good. And
Beverly just signed a deal, too.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, it's popping up like popcorn. He just signed a deal 4 years. I couldn't see how much it was for.
That's a good sign because Beverly has some serious defense, man. I mean,
25
Houston,
minutes.
Houston is dedicated to. He's dedicated. They're dedicated to their future. Like they're not trying to let this thing go away softly. They did contend. They look good. I think you let Terry go. Terry just was a. He's about done. I think it's a wrap for him. I don't really see him anymore, but I think you got to keep Josh Smith because Josh Smith looked good. I got to give him his props. When he came to Houston, he reminded me of that guy that was in Atlanta early on, right? like a guy with a lot of potential. Knew his role, was pretty sharp. Yeah,
they're looking real good. Their team is looking real good right now.
Yeah, that's true. But hey, let me get into a little bit of NFL real quick, then we'll jump back into the NBA. And of course, I have just two main stories, and basically it's a plethora of players getting suspended for performance enhancing drugs. And that doesn't necessarily have to be steroids, but it could be any kind of situation that might be a banned substance that people usually train in the off season. And you know, hey, all I'm saying is, like, I don't want to. NFL to me is such a hypocritical league. Like, they should be the one league out of everybody else that should allow some kind of healing drug. You know what I mean? Because they don't give you the guaranteed contract, but then if you're injured, you got to just be out of gas. You know, you don't get no money. Basically, you just get whatever was guaranteed to you, which is usually only about 30 to 40% of the contract, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it's like they lose all the way around. But then I hear this other story coming out of there. You know, a Redskins guy comes out. He's upset because, hey, the NFL doesn't want to even give their veterans $1 million guarantee. I look at the NBA getting all this guaranteed money. Well, guess what, guy? That's why you guys have a players union. And you know what? If everybody unite and sit down and don't come out and produce, then you can do the same thing the NBA and the baseball does. Baseball has the strongest union, right? You ain't going to ever get nothing over those players. They ain't even going to let it happen. They'll just say, okay, we'll just let the sport suffer. We got millions of dollars. We don't care. And they're going to keep their guaranteed contracts. The NPA might be a whole lot less because, you know, even though they do get, you know, guaranteed contracts, they lose in a lot of different areas, right? Some things that they got to rectify in the players union. And hopefully they can get some things rectified, but I doubt it. But either way, at least they got the guaranteed contract. The NFL, the only league, they make the most money and pay the least. And you wonder how the rich get richer. That's how you do it. You make the most money and you spend the least. That's true in all things. That's how you monopolize. That's how you really gain tremendous wealth, is when you make money, but you spend a lot less. Anybody that can't understand that idea, you just lose. That'll be just what it is.
Yeah. They only got themselves to blame in this situation. You're doing all this complaining, but yet you're not making any moves to make it better for yourself and your other players. The NBA does that, you know, giving players in baseball. When baseball have their strikes, they do it too. I mean, look at the strikes the NBA have and look what they have now. All these guys getting big-time contracts, and right now they look like big-time contracts, but in the next three seasons, the cap is going to go up more and more. And the state right now with the players' union is that the players have to get 50% of the money.
Mm.
And on top of that, the new TV deal that the NBA got is like, what is the NFL doing?
They can't go without the money. I got to have the money. Give me the money. See, that's what it is. They don't know how to operate and come together as a group of people and say, listen, man, we're not going to go for this. We need some guaranteed money. We put more physically at risk than any other sport, and they do. They play tackle. They are more susceptible to injuries, concussions, and things of that nature. You would think that you would be willing to go ahead and not make money just so you can get long-term deals in the end. That's what I would think. But, I mean, come on, man. You know, baseball, and see, baseball, they make all kinds of because they don't even have a salary cap, which is awesome. You could just make all kinds of money in baseball. If I was smart enough, that's what I would have went out for. Should have been a baseball player. Man, they make a killing.
You don't even have to hit home runs. You can just barely graze the ball, and you'll be a Hall of Famer and make big contracts.
Yeah, as long as you can hit the ball and put it in spots, like I give them, man, they got some athletes on them as well. But bro,
yeah,
a good out of 3 hours, you're probably gonna be standing around for about four of those, right? And so you think about that, and it's like, man, all I'm saying is, you know, like, geez, man, this is crazy.
Yep. And it's going to hurt.
Crazy.
And then in the long run, it's going to start hurting the NFL because you got the younger kids coming up. It's like, okay, why would I want to play for this league where I'm not getting guaranteed money when we have a league here where there's no salary cap? I could possibly get a $200 million contract, or I could go play basketball and I could basically, all I could do is run around screens and shoot three-pointers the rest of my career and I could get $80 million.
See, let me tell you, this is why, bro. Because usually in NBA, you got to be 6'5" and better, right? Let's be real about it. If you're over 6'2", then you have an opportunity.
No,
a lot
don't.
Of those guys that are over, well, come on, Lou.
Not the, anymore.
The average your average football player, you only have 33 teams, 12 players on a roster. You know what I mean? And the majority of football players, they might be physical. A lot of them is like 6'2", 6'1", 6'3". Your lineman might be in the 6'5s and the 6'6s. You know what I mean? And, you know, NBA, let's be very real about it. Those are the most athletic people on the face of the earth. There's nobody more athletic than an NBA basketball player. Ain't nobody going to jump from free throw to the basket in any league outside of the NBA. You see what I'm saying? Those athletes are definitely the most and the best, well-suited. They're the most athletic on the face of the earth. So, okay, you can't make it there. Here's another thing, Lou, that I noticed. This is the reality. Lou, check this out. Like, as you know, this generation, see, it would have worked for our generation. We would have figured out the matter. Say, you know what, guaranteed money over here, not as much starlight, but, hey, a lot of dollars and ones, right? This generation is all about being seen. And when you're the most interesting thing to watch or people pay attention most to your product, those guys are going to cave in every time because they want to be seen. I don't even think they want money. I think they want to see, be seen more so than have money. I honestly believe that. I think they're that shallow. I have to be real with you. I really do. I believe this generation would rather be seen, rather be on TV, rather be, you know, in the spotlight than have to be the ones to go out and say, hey, let's try to get this money or let's go to baseball. That's why you look in the African American society, you look in, you know, in the Black community, you know, not many of us want to play baseball. Why? Because it's not popular. That makes the most sense though, don't it? Yeah, you got to travel 100, 80 games on the road. Okay. I just made, I don't know, what, like $30, $40 million guaranteed? $15, $20 million guaranteed? Yeah, I travel half the year for that. I do it.
Yeah.
See? And it's like, man, they don't think like that. It's like, well, I'm not going to be seen on television. Man, I'm not going to make SportsCenter. They're not gonna talk.
I want to go where all the other Black people are going. I don't want to leave nothing.
No, see, and it's like an NBA. Listen, there's only so many people can make the NBA. It's harder. Let me tell you something. It's harder to make the NBA than it is any other league. Why? It's the least amount of people on the roster, and not everybody 6'5", 6'7", and 6'8". You know what I mean? So that's gonna be the hardest roster to make. NFL is going to be the easiest. At least you get 57 people on the roster. And in baseball, I forgot how many people they can have on their roster. Is it like 20-something? I got to look that up. I think it's close to like, what, maybe 15 or 20 people?
Yeah.
So, your best bet, really, if a man was a betting, is to be a champion of baseball. I don't care what it is. Be the next Barry Bonds or whatever. And try to get there because, boy, that guaranteed contract and the money? Woo. Lord have mercy. If I had to do it over, I know that's what I would have done. I definitely would have went in that direction. So, to see, man. But Lou, take us out with one last topic here before we close it on out.
Well, you know, there's lots more moves out there. You know, Rondo and Bellinelli is now with the Kings. I think Bellinelli signed a 3-year contract in 19. Rondo, King signed over 1 year. Of course, he's going to get 1 year because no one's going to put up with him more than one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Wesley Matthews, he signed with Dallas for a 4-year deal. And we had Jared Dudley, who was traded to the Wizards for a future second-round pick.
You know what's funny, though? I got to say this. Like, Sacramento's probably, like, the worst job to have. You know, George Karl comes in. He doesn't like Cousins. Cousins doesn't like him. You get Rondo, another personality issue. You get Bellinelli, basically washed up from the season before. I don't know, man. It just sounds like train wreck to me.
Well, it is now that you got Rondo.
I think that Cousin situation was more of a train wreck. I mean, they can say he does have that potential, and, hey, he can put up points and have rebounds. He mentally cannot handle that situation. And I don't trust him. That's just my own personal. I mean,
We also have Summer League is starting up tomorrow. Starts tomorrow here in Orlando. Then after that, they go to Utah next. Yeah, Orlando, then Utah, and then the last part of it is in Vegas.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess that'll wrap it up for today, and we'll have more conversation for them. I'm sure there's going to be more shifting, more moves, more things, more conversation. We'll catch these guys Monday, new time, Mondays and Thursdays now. It's better if we just leave you with some music for your soul. Ease that chat. Ease it, feel good. Here it goes. Oh,
I'm feeling it. Feel the blast as it's out from away. Feel the legs pushing up on the stairs. Feel the high that you get from the line. If you feel it,